Blog Talk Radio.
When you see him, know what it's all me. When you see him, know what it's all me. When you see him, know that it's all me, bro.
Never had a moment where I ever questioned ya. You already know that. I ain't never stressed with ya. Love me and you own that. That's why I'm so impressed with ya, blessed with ya. If you haven't noticed, I am at my best with ya, yeah.
Yeah, they know you're my heart. Yeah, they know I'm about ya. I hate when we're apart, cause I love me around ya. Embrace all my flaws when you didn't have to. They holding me down, even when I'm not around.
When you see him, know what it's all me. When you see him, know what it's all me. When you see him, know that's on me right there. When you see him, know that's on me. When you see him, know that's on me. When you see him, know that's on me right there.
Yeah, moving on by myself, but all in every minute, yeah. Every minute that we share, I've been in my bag with you. They know I ain't playing by you. Sleeping through the night for the first time in a long time. That's why you know you're my heart, and you know I'm about you. I hate when we're apart, cause I love me around you. Embrace all my flaws, even when you didn't have to. They holding me down, even when I'm not around.
Welcome to the Black Trap Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. The date is June 20th, 2020. And for those of you who missed me last week, I want to say I'm sorry. We had some technical difficulties, and I was not able to come and tell you all the dirt and gossip and all the things about Black Trans Media that you needed to hear. But I think that sometimes when you're in so deep into this activism thing, that life creates ways to give you the breaks that you as an activist don't feel like you can take or don't feel like you should take because of everything that's going on. So last week was a break probably that I probably needed from just the conversation of Black trans lives and how much they matter and where I stand in the fight. I was recently featured on the news, and I did like a 15-minute interview, and I talked a lot about how much Black trans lives matter, how much Black lives matter. And it was edited down to, I guess, about a minute or two of conversation, and a lot of the stuff I had to say was kind of cut out, but thankfully the most important message was still on the table about Black trans lives and how much they matter. And if you've been listening to the show from the beginning, you've noticed that lately the turn has been like a complete focus on Black trans death, and that's always been my main motivation with starting the show. I always wanted to present something that covered the topic of what's important in Black trans to black trans people, Americans, people like myself, and I wanted to make sure I covered things that particularly matter to black trans people, specifically like black trans murders. But I also wanted to cover general topics that are just general American topics, because as black trans Americans, we are our opinion matters in all the subjects that we face as general Americans. So I wanted to make sure on this show we cover more than just black trans murders. But unfortunately, lately my mind has been stuck there because Black Lives Matter has been so prominent in our lives, and it's been feeling like spit in our faces as black trans people to rally and to protest and to risk our lives alongside our black brothers and sisters, knowing full well that our lives are not being protected, knowing full well that our lives are in danger. And it almost sounds insane for us to come out and protest and throw our fists up in solidarity with you. Meanwhile, we're afraid that you may turn around and beat us or kill us or whatever, do whatever to us, and it won't matter. Earlier this week, or maybe last week, or whenever it was, I'm not exactly sure, the Supreme Court overruled Trump and his decision to try to cut services and try to cut things that are laws and things that are very important to us as transgender people, and Supreme Court overruled that, and that was a victory for the LGBT community as a whole. That was a victory that I think that we needed, because in this Black Lives Matter, standing out as trans people, the point we're trying to make, what we're trying to say, what we're trying to put out there, as a activist, as a person who is consciously trying to put the energy out there myself, I feel like we're losing and we're failing and we're not being heard. I feel like we're continuously getting thrown back in our face that we're being divisive by holding black people accountable for what is going on, or what the pain, the hurt, the violence that we face as black trans people. And constantly I'm met with aggression from that community, the community of black people who feel like that this conversation about black trans lives is being held at the wrong time, or is dividing us as black people, or we're speaking up incorrectly, or we're not understanding. Like, there's no possibility that we could be in a predicament of not understanding what it's like to live in black skin. Like, that is impossible. We're talking about black people living in black skin their entire life, and you saying they don't understand what you're going through as a black person. That is impossible. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have, where you grew up or how you grew up, as black people, rich, poor, and in between, we all face it. We all face the systematic racism. I was thinking today about schools and school systems and how the poorest of us are forced to go to schools designed by the white man where they boldly teach us lies. Like, we are brainwashed with what we know to be lies about Christopher Columbus and what America did in wars and why they fought wars and how wars went. It's just lies. And we sign ourselves up as poor people to be a part of that. And I'm speaking from my own experience, because I went to these schools of lies too, and I wrote these lies on my papers too. These lies were brainwashed in my head, and I was thinking about how that affects us as people without money, that we don't have, that we're being educated with lies, and we don't have a choice in that scenario. Now, I don't know if people with more money, black people with more money, are able to send their school, their children to school where black history is actually taught and real black history is actually celebrated, and not just the parts that they want us to know. Where they teach more than stories about Martin Luther King, and you learn more than George Washington Carver or per se. When we have so many amazing black heroes, straight, gay, in between, that we could be celebrating, and we have statues of Christopher Columbus and other people who subjugated and oppressed black people, people who we have statues in America all over our country of people who fought against our country. they're like, they're basically traitors to our country. Because it was at a time that we were trying to gain, trying to give freedom and trying to create new laws, that these people rebelled against America, and we had to fight a war in our own country. And after defeating those people in that war, we go back and put their statues up in glorification for what they stood for. And then we teach our children they were amazing people. Now, how do you tell a little black girl in Texas that she is an amazing person, meanwhile telling her that the person who wanted to enslave her, who fought her own country to enslave her, is someone she should be glorifying, uplifting, and remembering for the rest of her life? Thanking, being proud of, waving her flag, wearing the T-shirt of slave owners and capturers who wanted her to be enslaved. Those are statues that we glorify in America, and we think it's not racism. We think it's not systematic. To live in a place where you are constantly taught that those who want to oppress you are the same people you are supposed to glorify. To be told that you are a traitor to your country because you don't want to walk around your hometown seeing statues of the people who tried to oppress you. Systematic racism. That's exactly what it is. We don't get to have black heroes that aren't super Americans. We don't get to praise black people who did not support the American ideal. They're called terrorists. Anybody who turns on the country of America, if you turn on your own country, you are a terrorist. So ultimately, these statues that we are praising and glorifying all around the country that we walk by on a daily basis, they remind us of slave capture within slavery. They remind us of low education and poverty and syphilis in the ghetto. Bombs on Tulsa. Those kinds of statues are traitors. They are terrorists to our country. They are terrorists to a country built by our ancestors for us to live in, that we are being thrown out of, that we are being systematically oppressed in. Y'all keep listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I will definitely be right back with more. Thank you for listening.
Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them that I came to win. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them that I came to win. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them that I came to win. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them that I came to win. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them that I came to win. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them that I came to win. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them that I came to win. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them that I came to win. Tell them, Fato's on the floor, Fato through the door. I be on stage like a black op at war. All I require, yes, two ball of fire. Check up front, check away in the front. Nobody need watch this, except for walking leg. And I'm looking stupid red. Have a seat, I'm babysitting, singing rockabye, baby. More beats is drop, TLC, I was a creep. Mitsubishi, super drugs from the passenger seat. My Uzi weighs a gun. I had a Mexico going up, rolling up, dropping guns. Like Monopoly, I'm up, getting blood off my dead friends. Is you dirty money bagging? I ain't lending. I'm on the engine, putting work in. I get AM dollars. You get BM dollars, what your work in our dollars. When we spend our dollars, the courts spend our dollars on wages by hour. Now pay attention. Regulation, corp don't use cash. Corporate count bank statement. People circulating favors for a favor. Building up credit by not paying with debit.
Build that money up. Debt, build that money up.
Deficit. The national debt is the nation's line of credit. A good economy monetizes human habits.
Yeah.
Fair game in economics. There's so many races you can profit being racist. But why limit a market? Only market and skin.
Power is translation. Without it, power is latent. Ain't no power to the people.
People is the
people. No power. Motivating productivity. I'm fluctuating sales again. Put my mountain margin. The dock is in.
Burn it up.
Every bar documenting. Dr. Lucy came to win.
Run along.
Tell your friends.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Let me show you. Yeah, I'ma break it down. Never ride in a track. It like crack. Hold the crown. Got the world on my back. Want a verse? Need a stack. Want a shirt? Get it black. Just sit back. Relax. Why I spaz on these motherfuckers. Blast on these motherfuckers. Oh, you thought it was done? Laugh at you motherfuckers. Ho, thought it was easy. Class for you motherfuckers. Keep speaking that garbage. Trash ass motherfuckers. Yeah, I came to win. Tell a friend. Tell another friend. Yeah, I saw the trend. Then a trend. Then another trend. Where do I begin? Came from sin, then another sin. Started with a pen to a pad. Where the story ends, mirror Oceanino. Finding a bikini. Tried to break bread, but these boys too greedy. Bitch, I'm no dummy. Ho got me fucked up. I'm about the money. I'll get you stuck
tell
up.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that I came to win.
Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and this is Street Smart Radio. Two black men found hung in California. That is what's going on in the news today. Bodies around America are being found hung in trees of black people. This is going on today. Rumor has it, and you ain't heard it from me, but I heard through the grapevine that the KKK is back on the move, and they're doing what they always do, and they're hanging black people from trees in hopes to start a race war, which is a very interesting thing to think about, a race war. Like, we've had a civil war in our country before, and I wasn't alive for it, but it's in the history books. I just told y'all that we can't trust the history books. But we know that America wanted us to be slaves forever. That was the whole purpose and point of what was going on in America. The whole idea of race and colored people and people of different color, the only reason why they ever wanted those people in their country is so they could enslave them. If it was up to the Americans, this whole different skin color thing, they would have been off with their heads from the beginning. You see how they poisoned the Indian people. The Americans can be like, white America can be very vicious and very violent with the way they go about things. And sometimes as people of color, we put value on life like idiots. We're dumb. Sometimes we make the mistake of putting value on other people's lives and believing that even though I don't know you and I've never known you and I may not be in love with you and I may never meet you, your life is just as valuable as mine. And see, white America does not put that into play a lot of times. So the KKK, which is made up of police, and let me tell you something about the police, why we defund them, why we fuck them up anyway. The problem with the police is that was already the KKK. Many people within the police department were once, well, I'm not going to say people that are alive. I don't want to misrepresent this idea. Many, at one time, there was organizations similar to the police that were like slave catchers. What they did was they hunted down slaves that were running away. And when slaves were given their freedom, many of those organizations converted over to the police. That means that the whole idea of police began in the idea of catching black people and punishing those people originally anyway. And it just expanded. The idea just kept going on. Those police departments and their thought process did not change. The laws and the rules and the way we govern the world changed, but the people behind the system did not change. See, that's where it comes, that's where it's very important how the system operates and what it does stands into systematic racism today. See, as a person of transgender experience, it has been everything I can remember. I don't even remember a time when they told me the law was not protecting me. They always told me that as a transgender person, if you're not hired or if you're fired or if you're kicked out of school or if you're discriminated against, the law will protect you. However, I will sit here and tell you from my own experience as a transgender person, I have experienced every last one of those things, and the law has never protected me. And you know why? Because the people behind the law were not protecting me. So they did not enforce those laws. So if I go to you and I say, okay, I was kicked out of school because I was trans and the school system thought it was a problem for them within our school system to have my trans ass in their classroom every day. So they kicked me out. And if you, as the person who's supposed to protect me, the system behind the law, does not care and will not do anything about it, therefore the law that's protecting me is pointless. And that's how systematic racism works. That is why black people are being hung from trees, and the medical examiner, system behind the law, comes in and says, oh, this is a suicide. By the fuck? Now, see, that is my problem. How the fuck? I ain't got to explain the rest of that. I ain't got to finish the question. I'm just going to leave it with how the fuck. That is what we want to ask them. Every medical examiner that is telling me that this black person in the middle of the night hung themselves from a tree, hung themselves by the night before Juneteenth. That's what they're telling us in the media, that black men went out on Juneteenth and decided that it's been too hard for them. Here's a tree. And they lit themselves. Without purpose, without note, without understanding, without message, without nothing, they lynch themselves. And see, this is the thing that's crazy about it, the retaliation. Now, if we wake up on June 22nd and there are 12 white bodies hanging from trees around the country, the world will be in despair. We'll be on quarantine, bitch. We'll be back on quarantine, bitch. Your black bodies everywhere will be in danger. It is disrespectful for them to spray paint Black Lives Matter down the streets of New York and then have bodies being hung on them streets and then don't say nothing and tell me them people committed suicide without rhyme or reason. Where is the proof? Where is the evidence? How did you determine this was a suicide? Because to hang yourself, it will be evidence that a person has hung themselves because you have to create the scenario where you can hang yourself. That takes effort. You have to put the box up, you have to kick the box up, you have to do some of that shit to hang yourself. You don't just stand under the tree and throw the rope over it. It don't work like that. It's a whole process. And one thing about hanging up that people have to realize is when you stop yourself from breathing, when you choose to commit suicide, that when you restrict air from your body, you have to do it in a way where you can't turn back. I'm going to say it is 99% impossible to drown yourself without some other kind of force holding you down. Like, I'm just going to hold myself under. It does not work like that. You cannot just sit there and hold your breath till you die. It does not work like that. You will fight back. You will resist. Your body will not let you do that. Your brain will fight for you. I don't care how sad you are, how much you want to give up, how hard it's been. If you try to push yourself underneath your if you lay in the bathtub and just lay under the water until you will pop up, I promise. Somebody will have to force you down there. It has to be more to it. You have to create a scenario where you cannot change your mind. So I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, if you are black in America and you believe that these black people hung themselves from the tree, you're a coon. You're not on our side. Fuck you. Always. That's how I feel about that. You a Candace Owens kind of bitch. Candace Owens was in the media this week, and she said that trans people have a mental problem. Being transgender is a mental condition. And I say back to Candace Owens, bitch, fuck you, it's true. Trans people are crazy because of what we've been through and what we have to go through to be who we are. That makes you fucking crazy. How do you live in a place that refuses to hire you and then shames you for being a street worker because you're trying to survive? How you live in a country that refuses to educate you and then shame you for not being smart? Bitch, you won't teach me. Crazy. You're crazy, Candace, because I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm tired of having to create alternate routes for me to gain the things that are promised to me as a black American person. I'm tired of telling my friends, sisters, and brothers when they say, what am I supposed to do for income if I'm not going to sell my body, if I'm not going to steal, if I'm not going to boost, if I'm not going to stunt? What am I going to do because they don't hire me to do anything but flip a burger and they don't give me enough to flip a burger to survive on? Well, you know what I tell them? I say, I had to start my own. That's what I tell them. I say, sister, brother, I had to start my own. I had to look around at my children, at my family, and see my suffering and figure out an alternate route to put us on a better path. I had to cheat the system. I had to lie. I had to figure it out another way because I could not walk in the room as smart as I want to be, as smart as I believe I am. I could not walk in the room and say, I'm black, I'm trans, I'm smart, I could run this company. Never. I would never get a job that way. Never get a job that way. And it didn't matter that I could go and say I had a 4.0 in college. Did not matter. Nobody gave a fuck. I had to start my own. And that's why I'm crazy. That's my mental problem. It's because even after that, after all of that, starting my own, here we are 6 years in, I'm still starting over. Because America is set up against me. Because now I'm black and I'm trans, I'm trying to get grant money. They don't want to give me that. They're giving it to white people. They're giving white people money to help black people that they're not helping. So the system is still against me. So, yeah, bitch, I'm crazy. I'm crazy as a motherfucker. Because everything that I do is a problem. Every time I succeed, you're mad. I'm crazy as fuck. Because I'm living by your rules, and you're upset, and you're not letting me in, and you're not giving me the due process that I deserve. Because I'm fighting a fight against a heterosexual, cisgender, misogynist world as a black trans femme person. Trying to stand and live in a righteousness, trying not to end up dead, meanwhile being murdered. Trying not to end up in prison, meanwhile I can't live an honest life because all I have is crime. Trying to set an example so that my next sister and brother to follow behind me can have some to look up to. Y'all keep listening. We'll be right back after this break.
Go ahead, let your light shine through. Go ahead, let your light shine through. I've got the right, you've got the right. It's all right. Bare my soul for a minute. Since I lost control for a minute. I just feel so cold, so alone for a minute. Now my head up high, yo, I know ain't no limit. When I live my truth, oh, that's in my soul, free. That's had a dream, and one day it was feeling me. Love is love, we are the of our own happily. It ain't nobody else's business, ain't no clue that they can't see. I've got pride. You got pride. It's all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm a rider. And with the lineup, you got a right to let me be free. I know that they judge us. Never know what's up. They head out of fear. Stop killing me. For my sisters, my brothers, my haters, thank everybody that's with us. It's right to be, shouldn't be so high, shouldn't be so cold. I'ma be here for it all, in case that you just didn't know. I've got pride.
I got pride, yo, I'll fire it up. Baby, I got pride, yo, I'll fire it up. Baby, I got pride, yo, I'll fire it up. Baby, I got pride, yo, I'll fire it up. Baby, I got pride, yo, I'll fire it up. Baby, I got pride, yo, I'll fire it up. Baby, I got pride, yo, I'll fire it up. Baby, I got pride, yo, I'll fire it up.
Mother Man, you are listening to Street Smart Radio. Okay, if you want to call in and you want to share your thoughts with me, which you never do, but if you do, the number is 215-383-3855. Again, that's 215-383-3855. Our next story on the Black Trans Empower Hour tonight is about Dominique Sales. I told you a little bit about the story. Well, I guess I told you the story about 2 weeks ago. A black trans woman, was found with her legs cut off in a suitcase in a river. And you know, the worst thing about this story is it's not like completely crazy or like shocking and transgender people to hear about transgender women being dismembered. It's not like mind blowing. It's not like, oh my God, can't believe this happened. It's like, oh my God, again, you know. And that's the saddest part about it. It's like we become numb to this, to hearing our sisters and brothers being dismembered. We become numb to this. And that's crazy. That's insane. But the story is Philadelphia District Attorney Office has released the name of the suspect wanted in the murder of Dominique Remy Sales, an African-American transgender woman. Officials are searching for 36-year-old Akeem Jones. Y'all know how these names can be. Somebody named A-K-H-E-N-A-T-O-N Jones. Officials found Sales' disabled body last week in the Schuylkill River near Southwest Philadelphia Dock. Police sources tell CBS 3 dismembered legs, dry blood stains, trash bags, and a knife with blood on it were found throughout the home on the 3900 block of Powelton Avenue. Sources also say the home had a strong odor of decomposition. Activists said her murder is part of a disturbing trend. So, basically what I'm trying to tell you is they know who did it. They found our sister legs, the trash bags, the knife, the bloodstained knife in the man's apartment, but he's missing. He's ran. He's been hidden somewhere. And see, that's where the problem comes in at. See, where in the world do you cut a bitch's legs off, put them in a suitcase, and throw them in a river if somebody hides you? Black America, ladies and gentlemen. Where in the world do you cold blood murder a bitch, slice up their body parts, throw them in a river, and somebody hide you? Black America, the black lives that matter, the people that hide you. Those are the people that embrace you. It is the grandmothers back in the ghetto apartments, back in the projects, who are telling you that it's okay because that was a punk, baby. It's the people, the mothers and the sisters and the aunties that are telling you when they coming and where to hide and telling the people they ain't heard from you. They don't know where you're at when they know exactly where you're at. People know where he's at. People can locate him. People know he's been looked for, but they know what he did, so they're not going to report him because they think that's wrong. But by the grace of God, it's already been spoken. We know that they'll find him. When the police know who you are, when they can do as much as put your picture up in the newspaper, you're caught. Don't worry about it. There are about 10 people in the world who have been chased seriously by the police and have not been captured. I can't name them, and I probably will never be named them, but I'm telling you, I'm a crime investigator, movie watcher. I love the home channel, ID channel and shit. I watch all of those. I'm good for watching the murder story about two, but I don't never know. Never heard of before. I just love to see how they catch them and how they be going down and what they be doing. I like to see the signs so I can know when I'm hanging out with killers and shit. I like to know all that shit. I like to know the things that killers do that we should recognize and we should pick up on, because I want to know when I'm in the presence of a murderer. I want to know. Speaking of that, story time, quick story. Earlier this week, I was on the Book of Faces, and I had said something on my personal social media about Candace Owens that a black man in America did not like. Now, I'm going to give grace to black men and say that I was told by a friend on social media friend, that this person is not actually a black man. He is someone else posing as a black man. And this is very possible on social media. So, with grace to black men, I want to say that I have no proof beyond his social media profile that he is actually a black man. But what I will say is this part. When he inboxed me and told me that he hopes that I'm raped and murdered, I felt that his spelt the normality of a black man. When I shared this with my Facebook friends, no one was surprised because we've all encountered these kind of black men. So what I'm saying is black America will hide the killers of our trans sisters and brothers. And that is where we create distrust from. That is where the problem comes in. The same black man that hopes I'm raped and murdered lives in a house with black people, with a black family that would support him if that's the case. And here's what's most ironic about the black man that wants me raped and murdered. He also is a black man with about 7 or 8 different transgender black people that I personally know on his friends list, like, as a friend. And that's not even a read or a judgment on them, because before that day, I was on his friends list. I didn't know who he was. I mean, with social media, I'm the person, if you send me a friend request and I see that we have friends in common, I'll accept you. Like, if you send me a friend request and it says, we have 100 friends, mutual friends already, I'll accept you based on that because it's social media and I use it as a promotion tool, as a marketing tool. So I'll accept anybody who has any interest in what I'm doing to follow me. I'm never going to be too personal. I'm never going to be so personal that I feel embarrassed by what I posted on my social media. So, therefore, I have no problem welcoming people I'll never know and I'll never care to know. And he was one of those people that I consider individuals I market to, because that's what my social media page is for, personal or not. Personal or not. I'm not. It's not a diary. It's not where I confess my sins. It ain't where I say my biggest secrets. It isn't even where I vent my issues. It's a marketing tool. There are times that I vent on social media, but it's a marketing tool. And even when I vent, it's business related. It has purpose behind it. Intent behind it. It's a message that follows the brand that I am portraying, that I am putting out there. I'm not on social media talking about my sex life anymore. I've grown beyond that. So when I welcome these people to social media, it's not a judgment. I understand how he could have 10 black trans friends who have no idea he's probably a trans murderer. I see how that works. Most of the time when you are a murderer, you're smart enough not to tell people that. So it's not surprising to me that people have no idea that he's possibly a murderer. But he is. He specifically told me he would like me to be raped and murdered. And then after that conversation with the black man, I'm supposed to go out on my social media and hashtag Black Lives Matter. And it's hard to do. That's very difficult to do because the black lives are the lives that are telling me how worthless my life is. See, one of the things that I have always admired and loved about being black is that black people have resilience. Black people get up from anything, from everything. They rise from it all. Even though they're constantly being knocked back down, even though the system is set up for them not to make it, not to succeed, they still get up and go and try. They still have faith and believe. They still fight the mighty fight. And I think that's admirable. I think that's pride in what we do. I think that is part of the reason why black transgender women are still in the fight for Black Lives Matter, even though we are on the front line of the complaint. Note that, Black America, even though at this moment black transgender women are complaining, are probably the loudest voices complaining about the Black Lives Matter movement, we are still at every rally. We are still in every protest. We're still hashtagging it. We're still worried about your life. Even though. That's where that black come in at. That's where that black comes in at. That's where the black transgender woman, because at the bottom of it all, beneath everything, and still trying to find a way not only for us to climb, but to take the people with us. See, as people of in the LGBT community, it would be easier for us to separate ourselves and fight for just those equalities. But we want the equalities for you, for us all, for us all. Interaction with the police as a person of transgender experience is not the same as interaction with the police as a person of just simple color. It doesn't mean it's less violent. It doesn't mean it's less fearful. It doesn't mean my life is in less danger. It just simply means it's different, and whatever happens to me, I'm on my own. That's all it means. It means that when I interact with the police, I have to think myself as one person in America, individual who is in danger of being killed, and no one will care but my mother. That is my reality. That if I am murdered by the police, my mama's knee is going to be hurting from having to march by herself. That is a sad reality to live in. It is a harsh reality to accept and to live by. And here we are searching for Dominique's killer. Meanwhile, he's been protected by the Black Lives Matter, and we're marching with the Black Lives Matter and wiping the spit from our faces from the Black Lives that matter. Y'all keep listening. We'll be right back after this commercial.
I spent a check on a whip, on a bitch, on a grip, on a flip. Lost a doll and got it right back. I fell in love with a chick that I thought was my bitch, till I found out it wasn't really like that. So I won't be around anymore. I can hear the sounds of a war, and this ain't going down like before. I can hear the sounds of the I used to make love to a down ass trick, you could bend her backwards. I don't need much but a badass bitch and a Netflix password. I know that I'm coming home late, but fuck it, what we gonna do after? I'm trying to get ahead today. Go to work like you got rent to pay. She a daddy girl like Reginae. I paid my dues, I ain't gonna lose. Hit him with the hand of Debo. All of you birds is Dan DeVito. I'ma die legend like Dan Marino. I just blew a check at the damn casino. Stroll through life like I ain't got rules. Think I ain't shit if I ain't got you. How you gonna walk if you ain't got shoes? Hey, shorty shooting bullets from the Pontiac. She a ventilating hypochondriac. She just wanna know where the molly at. I just wanna know where the party at. I'ma leave your ass where I got you at. Damn, you done let the dog off the leash. Can't talk to me now, I'm harder to reach. You don't belong to me, you belong to the street. I spent a check on a whip, on a bitch, on a grip, on a flip. Lost a doll and got it right back. I fell in love with a chick that I thought was my bitch, till I found out it wasn't really like that. So I won't be around anymore. I can hear the sounds of a war. This ain't going down like before. And I can hear the sounds of a war. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a roll of Pink Chanel, an R.B. Prodigy. Even when I'm just in at the spot, my wrist is a 40. I'm in New York, we found the sticks and we sell them 2,000 a piece. I hung up a brother, yeah, land in Hawaii, my bitch is in Honolulu. I hung up a cat and I land in Dubai. Look like she got it recognized. I'm about to ride, you know you can slide. I'm about to ride, but I don't lie. Want you ride like Nicki Minaj. Hit my top, just jeweler with these diamonds. Take it nine, yeah, that's a minor. I put with you, but he white diamonds.
And all my life, I just wanted to be me, friend. All my life, I just wanted to be free. Said all them nights spent together, we would stay up till forever. You act like you don't remember, but I do. And that's alright, cause I know what it's gonna be, babe. Said that's alright, I found someone else for me. So when you see us out together, please act like I never met you. I just thought that I should let you know that I won't be around anymore. I can hear the sounds of a war. This ain't going down like before. I can hear the sounds of a war. So I won't be around anymore. I can hear the sounds of a war. This ain't going down like before. And I can hear the sounds of a war.
Man-made.
All right, y'all, for the last story of the evening, I am going to bring y'all recent news. Sorry about this, but it's another murder, another trans murder. An 18-year-old high school student was allegedly so upset after finding out a woman when he went home with was transgender. He killed her. This is our Chicago Times reporting. Even after shooting Selena Reyes and Hernandez twice, Orlando Perez told detectives he went back to her Marquette Park home for a second time so he could shoot her again, Cook County prosecutors said Tuesday. Police in Cook County Medical Examiner Office identified Reyes Hernandez as Romero Reyes Hernandez, but prosecutors said she preferred to go by the name Selena. Police said Perez shot the victim multiple times in the back of the head in her home in the 3300 block West 71st Street. Perez was arrested at about 3:15 p.m. Sunday at his 3300 block West Street 72nd Street apartment. Police said he faces charges of first-degree murder. Perez has no other criminal record and has had summer jobs at the factory in Chicago that makes jelly, the assistant police detective said. So basically, he was arrested without bail, held without bail. So basically, this lady, Selena, is Spanish. If you didn't figure that out from her name, she is Spanish. So she is a woman of color. She was shot in the back of the head two times and possibly a third time. I'm not completely clear by the article if he went back to her home to shoot her a third time, if he actually did shoot her or if he did not, but he went back to shoot her. And I find it very interesting that she stays on 71st Street and he stays on 72nd Street, yet he made it all the way to her house without knowing she was a woman of trans experience. That's interesting. Not impossible, but interesting. It makes me doubtful. However, what bothers me the most about this story is the idea that this young man has no regard for her life, that he would murder her simply because he, quote unquote, was not aware that she was of trans experience. Note in the article, there is no sexual contact. There is no reason for this woman to be murdered, and there is no reason why this young man thought her life was valueless, except it's the culture of the people. That's the only reason why I think a person would do this, because he's not a serial killer. He's not a thug or some wild drug dealer. As you can see by the criminal record, he's a high school student who works at a jelly factory, and he shot a transgender woman in the head two times because he made it to her home without realizing she was a woman of trans experience. I could go on and tell you, and I could repeat everything I said in this hour again. I could, but would it make a difference? The reason why I did this story is because I wanted to drive home the point. I saved it for last because I wanted to make sure you understood clearly what I was trying to say. I can't do a week of the Black Trans Empower Hour where I'm not talking about a recent death that I didn't talk about last week. And that's awful. That is 50% of the reason why the break I took last week was so necessary, beyond technical problems, but it was more necessary because I'm tired of telling my people about my people. I'm tired of being defensive about my life. I'm tired of looking around worried about my Black sisters and brothers of trans experience. I'm tired of not having answers that have fair solutions for them. I'm tired of telling them there is no other solution but suffrage and inequality and discrimination. I'm tired of telling them, suck it up. I'm tired of it. I am waiting for the day I can look in the eyes of my sisters and brothers and tell them, this is where the equality and the peace comes in. This is where your safety comes in. One of the main complaints I hear in my activism work is people are in fear. They don't feel safe. And I don't have a solution for that. When we did our, we're doing care packages for our community, and we've included animal repellent spray in the care packages because it's necessary. If you are a person of trans experience and you are traveling around the city or any open place where you are not protected, it is necessary because people will decide, like this man did, that they can kill you just because they didn't know it was you. even in my community, there's a misunderstanding that being passable saves you or is safer. But here we are with the perfect example of it not being safe at all. Here we are with an example where it works against her. Maybe if she was clockable, he would have cursed her out at the pickup and never made it to her house. Maybe if she was clockable, he would have punched her in the face and walked off. It is because she was passable, quote unquote. You can't see, but I have the quotes up. Because that's enough up to opinion. But it's because he thought she was passable that he made it all the way to her house and was able to shoot her in the back of the head. See, that's what. Because he thought that she actually was passing as a woman, he followed her home, went all the way to her house, realized she was not, and then he murdered her. Huh. Think about that, how deep that is, how horrible that is. How many women of trans experience ultimate goal is to be passable? Not realizing that in the eyes of some, you're just being more subjected to the opportunity to murder. Passable creates scenarios where you end up alone with people who you aren't realizing are against you. See, when you're clockable, quote unquote, when someone knows you're trans, they're more likely to tell you who they are ahead of time, to give you signs, weird looks that make you uncomfortable. But when they don't know, they don't do those things. And when they realize you are and you realize who they are, it may be too late. I walk around my city, and I live in New York, so it may be, you know, that may be privileged. I walk around my city with pride. I wear all my trans fingernails and all my T-shirts and all kind of bullshit. I love transgender paraphernalia. If you've ever been to my home, which I'm sure no one listening has, wink, wink. But if you've ever been to my home, you would know my space is always decorated in transness. Like, I have flags in my room, and there's pictures of Sylvia and Marsha in my room and things like that. So I'm always celebrating. But a part of that is I'm loud about my transness because I don't want you to misunderstand it. I want you to know from 10 feet away because I want to see the reaction you get away over there. Over there. And then what Jada said, over there. But anyway, look over there. But anyway, I want to see the reaction from you knowing I'm a person of trans experience from a distance. I want to see if your personality changes, if you have an attitude about it, if it makes you uncomfortable, because then I know, watch that bitch, keep that bitch away from the pole, put the arm out, 6 feet hole. You got the funny face, you scrunching up, you got a problem, stay over there. Over there. It is when you don't know these things, when they don't give you the sign, when someone thinks that you're a part of their community and embrace you as a community member, and they hide the who they are. You don't see the funny looks, they don't know the evil to you. They don't know that you're trans and they're not screw-facing you for no reason. It's a benefit, I guess I'm saying. You probably never heard this, but it can be a benefit to be clocked. It can save your motherfucking life. It can save your life. Let that be the note of the day to all my trans sisters out there who are listening and who are living these lives of I have to be passable and real as I can, and I'm not mad at you, girl. Do your thing. But note, getting clocked can save your life. It may be the time when you realize I don't want to go over there by those people because those people are already picking up rocks from across the street. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. That was empowering, y'all. I felt that. I feel good about that statement. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. We have had a wonderful show this evening. Y'all keep listening. It will get better and better. I'm getting the hang of this, and I'm feeling really confident about it now. Y'all can start calling in, though. Come back next week every each and every Saturday night at 8 o'clock. We will be uplifting empowering with my Black trans brothers and sisters right here on Street Smart Radio.
Man made.
Oh, straight to the bag. I'm that nigga, huh? Got me some gas, rolling up some cash. Yeah, I got me some. I ain't fussing yesterday. I'ma fuck some. One bad bitch, if she do it, I say so. Two big 40s and a big ass Draco. Three more millions when you ask how my day go. Put up a phone, not a blueberry fango. One false move and we straight to short shit. Two small bands just to take you out real quick. Three more hoes, pull up on fucking shit. That's how it goes. Big bands, I'm coming shit. 3-0, clipping my knee. She Valentina, she on go, your bitch for the team, cause you know your bitch want a winner. I just went back to my city, and you know they all fucking with me. But it ain't safe, pose with me. I'ma chase bands to the enemy. One bad bitch, if she do what I say so. Two big 40s and a big ass Draco.